Okay. So we're still on ordinary beings being ignorant from the beginning of lifetime. We've been on that. So how do we make decisions if our consciousnesses are mistaken? So like I said yesterday, our consciousnesses, all the consciousnesses of sentient beings except for meditative equipoise on emptiness of an arya, are mistaken in that they have the appearance of true existence. But they are not erroneous necessarily if they're not grasping at true existence. And it's the grasping at true existence that leads to the production of the various afflictions. Okay? So the consciousnesses that are just mistaken, having the appearance of true existence, but are not grasping at them, those are still valid in relationship to the object that they're perceiving. Okay, so we can all agree, yeah, that's carpeting, and that's a chair, and that's a painting, and that's a statue of the Buddha. We can all agree like that. Those are valid perceptions, okay, even though they're mistaken in that the object is appearing to exist. Okay, so based on those kinds of consciousnesses, we can look at conventional things and make good decisions. Now, our problem, those are good decisions in life, okay. Our problem is that we have a very hard time telling the difference between those consciousnesses and when our mind is actually grasping a true existence and an affliction has arisen. Okay? Because when our grasping gets triggered, it just kind of comes up, you know. Attachment comes, jealousy comes, arrogance comes, anger comes, you know, resentment comes. It all comes. And we aren't even aware that those are false minds. That, you know, even those afflictions are misapprehending their object. They're grasping the object in the wrong way. Okay? For example, when we're angry, yeah, not only is there the grasping at true existence underlying that, but also we're holding the object to be, you know, inherently awful and evil. But we're not even recognizing that we're holding the object that way. We're just thinking, I'm right. Yeah? And when attachment comes, we're holding the object to be inherently beautiful and desirable. But we don't realize that we're projecting desirability and attraction to it that isn't there, and instead we think, wow, this is fantastic, I want it. Okay? So this is where our problem comes in, and why we have a hard time making good decisions is because we can't tell when the afflictions arise, you know? And that's also because we can't tell when the grasping of true existence arises. Okay? So, you know, what we really need to work on is just work on identifying the afflictions and then seeing how those are erroneous minds, because the object that they are holding, you know, does not exist as it appears, even on a conventional level, on a very basic level. You know, that chocolate cake, I mean, this is such a good experiment to do. Yeah, when you're sitting there, and you were telling me about one person in your Spokane group, you know, who, you know, because we talk about, like, brownies, I guess, or chocolate cake, and, you know, we look at it, and this is inherently delicious, and I want some. So one of the women in their group, the lady, yeah, went around to many bakeries in Spokane, tasting all the chocolate brownies, to see if any of them tasted as good as she thought that they would. Because when we have attachment, we project a delicious taste onto the brownies that isn't there from its own side. Okay? So she did the taste test. Yeah, she didn't invite us to go with her. But she did arrive at the right conclusion that none of the brownies tasted as good as she thought they were going to. Okay? So right there you see the the erroneousness, you know, of our way of perceiving things.
Yeah.
That when our mind is in a steady state, it doesn't see the things that it sees when we're attached. You know? And that's why so often we, you know, will make different decisions and do certain things based on attachment and anger. And then later on, when our mind is in a different state, we look back and we go, why did I say that? Why did I do that? What in the world was I thinking? You ever had that happen? Okay. Well, that's why. Okay. So that's why it's so important to identify the afflictions. Yeah. Learn the antidotes to them so we can calm our mind down. And then when our mind is free of afflictions, then make decisions. So that's here. And then tomorrow, remind me and I'll talk about criteria to use for making good decisions.